Hello, hello. Welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday afternoon evening Q&A call. Ask Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everybody to this call. Today is December 5th, 2019. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything in this call is being recorded. This recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, www.thehealingcodes.com/forward-dashboard. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the coach, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. So when you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. All right, and now on to some technical details. If you want to call in and ask your question, you basically have two ways to do that. Number one, if you're calling us from a phone line, you have the opportunity to press star 2 on your keypad, which will raise your hand here in our Instant Teleseminar system. I will be able to see that here on my computer screen, and I will then unmute your line. If you're calling in via the web call, you can also press star 2 on the keypad that you see there that you have the opportunity to open, or you can also just press the button that says raise hand. It's a little fist, and once you press it, it actually raises the hand. So once you see that, you know that you've raised your hand. You also have the opportunity to submit your question in written form. So if you wouldn't like to call in, or you don't have the opportunity right now to call in, you have also the opportunity to submit your question in that little chat box that you should be seeing on your screen if you're with us via the webcast. Just type away your question. You can leave your name and email address if you'd like, and I will then be able to see your question and I will read it for everybody to hear. Now, before we move on to our Q&A part of today's call, we'd like to open our call by doing a universal healing code together. I will be guiding you in a few steps right now in order for you to prepare an issue if you've brought one, or just for you to kind of get into the energy of today's call and just be open to receiving healing for known and unknown issues, if you have any. So, yeah, please get comfortable. Now, if you have a specific issue that perhaps you're working on or you've been working on with the healing code, either with the manual, with the coach, or even just with the universal healing code, now's another opportunity to address it and to work on it today. So if that's something that's on your mind, please do include it today. If you have brought an issue, now would be a good time to think of that issue and rate it again on the scale from 0 to 10 to see where it stands, how much it bothers you. This can give you a good overview to see if you need to address it again with another round of the healing code, or if it's good to go, basically. Now, after you have rated it on a scale from 0 to 10, I would like you to ask yourself when I think of that issue, how does that make me feel emotionally? What emotion pops up? What can I register? If you have issues with identifying emotions or whatever you feel, that's perfectly fine. Perhaps it's easier for you to discover a thought that you may have about it, or even a belief, an unhealthy belief. So whatever pops up is perfectly fine. It's just kind of a little sign basically that you can follow, and that will help you pinpoint the issue better if it's something that pops up. Now, if nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine. Just trust that your heart still knows and it's still going to heal those underlying issues that are connected to that issue that you have chosen today. Now, if you've been able to identify an emotion or a belief or thought, now would be a good time to ask yourself, when I think of that, of how it makes me feel, or the belief that I'm experiencing, what's the earliest time I can remember consciously where I felt the same way or similar way, meaning the same set of emotions or even the same belief, and just see what pops up. We want to be especially looking for a really early memory in our childhood, preferably, if those tend to be very close or even the source of the issue. Don't do a lot of digging. Just see if anything pops up. If nothing pops up, that's perfectly fine as well. Again, just trust that your heart will still identify the root memory of those issues that you can identify today. If you have been able to find a memory, I would encourage you to include it in your prayer today, and also ask for any connected memories to be healed, fully healed, wherever they may come from, whether it's from your own life or even things imagined or things inherited, wherever that may come from. It doesn't really matter. We can just include everything. All right, so I would like to give you an opportunity right now to say a prayer from your own heart. Or if you don't believe in prayer, you can just say a request, whatever feels good to you right now. Right, and if you haven't been able to finish your prayer, please do know you can continue praying during the code or even while I pray now. I'm going to be reading the prayer from the book. And then when we do the healing code, meaning the hand positions, you can just relax. You may focus on something loving and something healing, something that feels really, really good to you, something that your heart may be showing you, something that you just would like to focus on, a thought, a word, an internal picture, a memory, whatever it may be, whatever brings peace to you. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown and negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and let's get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And just relax and allow it to work for you, within you. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. And focus on relaxation and love, letting go of everything that may be weighing you down. Just allow it to heal, allow yourself to receive that wonderful healing and love and comfort, whatever you need right at this time. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. And take nice deep breaths from your stomach. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. both hands, temples, both hands, temples. Alright, and you may rest your arms. If you'd like, you can even place both hands over the middle of your heart, over your heart center. Take another nice deep breath and process. If you have some water handy, you may want to drink some water. All right. Again, thank you everybody for being here. My name is Annika, and I'm going to repeat again how you are able to ask your questions today. So if you have any questions, anything you need help with, anything you would like to share, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your keypad if you're calling in from a phone. If you are calling us from the web call, you can also press star 2 on the keypad that you can open, or you simply press the button raise hand, and that will raise your hand here in the system. If you are with us via the webcast, you also have the opportunity to submit your question in written form. Just type away your question. If you want, you can leave your name and email, and I will then read your question here on my computer screen. All right, let's see if we have any questions today. No question right now. I'm going to check. Sometimes we receive a few questions beforehand. I'm going to check my emails to see if I've received anything. I do not think so. Okay. Let's see. Just to make sure, you can press star 2 on your keypad. We do have quite a few callers online. So, okay, I do see a hand that has been raised by a caller ending whose number ends in 1374. 1374, I'm going to unmute your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, it's Sandy calling from Canada. This is very good, thank you. For what I just worked on, with what I just worked on while you sit us through the hand processes, would it be good to do that a bit more, a bit longer, every day for a while?
Sandy. So basically what we did today is a universal healing code, meaning it can be applied to any issue whatsoever that you may have. Okay. And definitely, it's actually recommended to do it at least 3 times per day. It would be a process of 6 minutes each in total. So this is what we did today as well. It was about 6 minutes, and you can do it 3 times per day, or you can just do a longer session if you'd like as well. So whatever works for you and your everyday life and your schedule. So. Yeah.
Okay. Well, right now it's getting ready for Christmas, so it's kind of busy.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. That's good to know then. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, Sandy. Thank you for your question.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. So I'm muting. Okay, I muted Sandy's line. Yes, so again, so it's the universal healing code, so it can be applied to anything that you want to address. So it could be a long-standing issue. It could even be something that perhaps you're dealing with on any particular day, you know, maybe something that upset you at work or with a family member, or you're just feeling a certain level of stress. So whatever it may be something small, maybe something a bigger, a long-standing issue, whatever you feel drawn basically to address is wonderful. And you can just use that combination of those four positions. It starts with both hands bridge, both hands Adam's apple, both hands jaws, and in both hands temples. That would be about 2 minutes. If you hold each position for about 30 seconds, and then you can repeat that whole process, meaning the four positions. We suggest usually to do it for at least 6 minutes per healing code. So basically, if you repeat all four positions 3 times in total, you will basically have done the code for about 6 minutes, but you can obviously also do it for much longer. So you could do it 8 or 10 minutes, or some people like doing really long sessions of 20 minutes. So you can just kind of experiment a little to what feels good and helpful to you. All right. So if you have any more questions, do feel free to raise your hand. I'm happy to help. All right, I do see someone who has raised their hand. I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Lynn. And
hi, Lynn.
My question is, I had an upsetting thing today, and I was so upset from it, I could remember something that gave me similar feelings in the last maybe 10 years, but not way early in my life because I was so upset I just couldn't go past mm-hmm. that part. And so can you just say, even though I can't remember what it is, whatever the earliest thing is, and just trust that it's going to be that?
Yeah, absolutely, Lynn. So if you don't remember anything from a really early time in your life, that's perfectly okay. And if you just remember something from maybe 10 years ago, you can even include that in your prayer and then just add what you just said, basically just asking that wherever it may come from, even though you're not aware of what the source is, for that source to be healed. And that's perfectly fine. We don't need to remember the earliest time, but it is helpful when we do remember something, but it's not a prerequisite for healing.
Okay, so kind of include both. It doesn't have to be focusing on just whichever the earliest one is, even though it's recent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. You're
okay,
welcome,
thank
Lynn.
You.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I'm closing Lynn's line. All right. Yeah, because sometimes the thing is that the earliest thing may be that we just remember something from 10 years ago that reminds us of the current situation, and that can be your early memory. It doesn't necessarily have to be from somewhere in your childhood, although usually we do assume, because within the first 6 years we form our core beliefs, so usually they are tied to our childhood interpretations, basically, of things. But if we don't remember anything, just trust the whole process. And you can always, always trust your heart. that it does know exactly where it's coming from, even if we may not consciously remember. Usually what tends to happen as we start our healing process with the healing code and we just, you know, get into this, well, we do our healing work, meaning we, you know, we try to do our healing code regularly and, you know, focus on several issues or an issue that we really want to have healed. A lot of times what happens is that we start remembering earlier times in our lives and memories pop up and our heart is unable to show us in more detail, you know, where it may be coming from. Or we can always really trust whatever pops up, that it's kind of like a puzzle piece to what we're working on. The good thing is we don't need to analyze and try and understand why it comes up or even how that part of what pops up is related to it, but we can really trust that it is connected, and all it's necessarily for us is to include it in our prayer, and that usually suffices. Sometimes what happens is we become aware of, you know, negative beliefs we may be holding, and that's wonderful, but you don't have to analyze it, just so you know. It's really, really simple, a very simple, straightforward process, really, with the healing code. And what usually tends to happen is, well, the healing goes on under the surface, and we may not even be aware of everything that's healing. And then sometimes we get a few glimpses, you know, especially like, for example, when earlier memories do pop up, that could happen while we do the healing code or even during the day, and we just remember something randomly. it kind of unravels as we, you know, as we receive more healing. And for some time, for some people, that doesn't even happen. So sometimes the healing is really, it just happens under the surface, and then all of a sudden we just notice that we feel lighter or we feel better about a specific issue, or we just feel better in general, or a specific emotion or belief heals. So it really shows up differently for different people. All right. If you have any more questions, please do come forward. You can press *2 near keypad to raise your hand. Or if you're with us via the webcast, do feel free to submit your question via the chat box that you should see on your screen. And just press submit, and I will then be able to read your question here. Well, I don't see any more questions right now. So what I would like to do is I would like to invite you again to doing a healing code with me. This is going to be our closing healing code for today. Now, since we do actually have more time, so if any other question pops up, even while we do the code, I will give you again an opportunity to ask another question after we've finished with the healing code right now. So there's more time, but since we don't have any more questions right now, not that I see, we're going to be continuing with the healing code. All right. So I know we just did one, but if you'd like, you can address the same thing that we addressed when we opened the call, or maybe something else has popped up. Maybe you did not bring a specific issue and you just want to use or make use of this time right now to come together as a group and just benefit from this group energy also that's being created right now, since we're coming together as a group of people, and we're all united in doing this healing code together. So there is a very specific, beautiful, powerful energy that we can benefit from right now. All right, so we'd like to give you again a small opportunity right now to gather yourself and just kind of look within and see if anything pops up. You can even ask your heart if you're not sure if there's anything that would be best for you right now to address it with this healing code that we're going to be doing. Or if something's really in your heart and mind, just choose that. There's really no wrong way to do it, obviously. Again, you can rate it on the scale from 0 to 10, just to see where you stand with that issue and how much more healing it needs. Our goal is for that issue to be at a 0 or 1, meaning you feel at least neutral, or preferably you feel perfect peace when you think of that issue or that memory that you connect to that issue, meaning it does not bother you anymore. That's our goal for whatever you have chosen or brought today to address right now. Now again, just ask yourself, is there any memory that reminds me of how I feel right now? Or does how I feel right now, maybe better said, does how I feel right now remind me of an earlier time in my life where I felt the exact same way, maybe, or a similar way, or similar set of emotions, or even exactly the same? Usually it will tend to feel pretty much the same as something else, even though the situation, the circumstances may have been completely different. We're really looking for a similarity in feeling and beliefs, because those are the source issues. And even if we're just being able to identify a belief or emotion, it will take us either consciously or unconsciously to the source memories that are connected to those. We could not be feeling these negative emotions or beliefs if we did not have any negative memories connected to that. Basically, they're hosting those false interpretations that cause fear or any other negative feelings and emotions within us, beliefs. So what we want to heal are those false interpretations and those memories. And for those memories, again, to be filled with light, with love, with truth, and for them to be fully restored to wholeness, basically. All right, if an early memory popped up, please do feel free to include it in your prayer. If nothing popped up, don't worry about that. Just ask for any memories to be completely healed, whether you're aware of them or not. And just know and trust that your heart is 100% aware of them and knows exactly what needs to heal. All right, so please do say your prayer right now, or your request, whatever you feel comfortable with. All right, and I'm going to read the prayer from the Healing Cookbook again. And please feel free to join me right now in that prayer and just tailor it towards your issue that you would like to address right now. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issues, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me now with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and just relax. Just let go of everything that's weighing you down, that bothers you, that you really identify as your issue. Just give it up to God, give it up to love, and just focus on perfect relaxation. I'm just feeling, even if it's just a neutral state of mind, that's perfectly healing and wonderful. So whatever you're able to do right now, just focus on that. And we get started with both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. And just relax. You don't have to work hard at all. Quite the contrary, the more you are able to relax, the better. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. And take nice deep breaths from your stomach. And just allow yourself to open yourself to that unconditional, infinite power of love that you always have access to, that you're a part of. That love is within you. You can just focus on that, or even in your heart, whatever helps you get into that wonderful, relaxed state. Or like I said, even a neutral state of mind is perfectly healing, perfectly wonderful. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge. Both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And focus on that love picture, or just a feeling of love, a wonderful memory, something imagined. A loved one that you want to focus on. Just evokes feelings of love, appreciation, gratitude. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. And relax. Just give it up. Let it go. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Just imagine that you just give up your burden. It's not yours to carry anymore, not to worry about. You don't have to know how it heals. You don't have to do anything for it to heal. Just allow it to fully, completely heal. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Alright, and if you'd like, you can place both hands again over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. Allow yourself a few moments to process that healing code. Let's again send love and healing to each and every part of you, to each and every single memory of your life, of your own life, the conscious and unconscious ones, even those that have been inherited. And again, ask for all those to be completely, fully healed and restored to love, restored to truth and the truth of your own being. All right. And again, if you have some water, you can drink some water or just relax. Okay, and if you have any more questions whatsoever, don't be shy. You can go ahead and raise your hand again by pressing star 2, and I'll be very happy to help. Let's see if we have anybody coming forward. All right, I don't think we have any more questions for today. Everybody, thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for partaking in the healing code that we did today, the two healing codes that we did today. Thank you for your questions. And we're going to have another Q&A call next week at the same time on Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we are very happy to have you here. And we would love to welcome you again next week at the same time. I'm going to unmute your lines, so if you would like to say goodbye, you have the opportunity right now. Goodbye, everybody, and have a wonderful night. God bless you.
And you too. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Bless everybody.
You're welcome.
You.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. This is great.
Bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference.